Here's the podcast, Protect Your Assets.
Beautiful day in the Rose Garden. In our very vigilant effort to combat and ultimately defeat the coronavirus,
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets podcast.
To unleash the full power of the federal government through this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, Chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's David Hollander.
Thursday was the worst day for the U.S. major markets since 1987's Black Monday. Wow, we had the biggest drop on the Dow Jones, S&P 500, Russell, NASDAQ, in one day ever. Good morning. Well, this is Protect Your Assets, and I'm David Hollander, and we have so much to cover today. How are you doing? If you're feeling a bit nervous right now, unsettled, maybe even shredded, then that's good. You should. Because this past week was about as volatile as we've seen ever. And we could have more of this. In fact, I think we're going to have more of this. But it really shouldn't matter to you if you're protected. And this week we had several people call, and they were concerned. In fact, I would use the word there was some panic in their voices. And I had some people call me before all this happened, and they were talking about how their neighbors had been walking around like peacocks a few weeks ago, saying how their person had made them 30% last year. What'd your guy do? And they felt like, we didn't quite do 30%, but we did okay. And now what I want you to do is go talk to your neighbors now. See how they're doing right now, those ones who were strutting around. Because if you were asset allocated, if your portfolio was in different places, then this shouldn't have been as bad as it was for most people. You see, I don't think it's all about return. It's about income. It's about income in retirement. And if you've built yourself a Sherman tank when it comes to this sort of volatility, that Sherman tank will continue to produce income even when you see the noise at this kind of level. And as certain as the sun will pop out here, I know we have a little bit of rain right now because we need it. Rain is good. And right above those clouds, you know there's the sun. And as sure as the sun will rise, this will get better at some point. So what can you do right now to protect yourself? If you haven't been doing anything and you're thinking about retiring and maybe you haven't picked up the phone and called us, are you able to recover this late in the game? Or will this recession rob you of years of your retirement and cause you to work a few more years? Well, the good news for you today is I'm going to share with you five things you can do right now to play defense with your investments, even if you've just been riding through this and now you don't know what to do. So listen, if this week rattled you at all, then you really can't afford to miss the show today as we go through the five things you can do to play defense in markets like this. Whew, well, the stock market had its worst week in terms of point loss ever. Many people are now becoming more and more concerned And I will just say that the next few weeks, 4 to 5 weeks, are going to be interesting. And you're going to start hearing a lot more about the word recession. And as I was saying in the intro, if you missed that, by the way, it's our market segment. We do that every week. You can go to pyaradio.com and play it over and over again to get a sense for what I think is happening. Back to the word recession. We are in a global recession right now. That's what I'm going to say today. Now, how does this affect you and all this volatility that we've seen, which is extreme? And if you're a little bit unnerved by it, then that's healthy and that's okay, because you know what? All the pros are unnerved as well. Even though we know what to do, it still is the biggest swings we've seen ever. I mean, these points are dramatic because we were at such high levels. So the question you have to really ask yourself is your portfolio ready for this? And that's why today's show is really just for you if you've been thinking about this, because we're going to play defense with your retirement portfolio. Before we do that, though, I want to educate you about where we are right now, because I think a lot of information is flowing around and people don't necessarily know where they sit. So let's examine what happened this past week. There's two things. First of all, we entered a bear market, and I think we've started a what I'll call a little mini recession here in the U.S. It's kind of like a TIA if you're in the medical profession. If you know the difference between a major or a minor stroke, I think we're going to experience the minor part of all this. 2 weeks ago, I went over what a market correction is, and that's when the market drops 10% from its high point. That was 2 weeks ago, when the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ were all down over 10% from the most recent high in mid-February. Then this week happened. It just happened. And all the major indexes now are in what's known as bear market territory. Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ. That is, they dropped more than 20% from where they were at their all-time high just in mid-February. Now, this has all been precipitated by the coronavirus. And no one knows when this will end. But yesterday, we saw the private sector and the government form a coalition that's going to deal with this in a major way as soon as possible. And so, like I said, you're going to see a website coming up soon from Google. You're going to be able to find out where you can get tested. And as those numbers come in, we're then going to be able to get in front of this and see how bad it really is. And that's going to be good. And so just expect the next few weeks, you're going to start getting a lot more data, a lot more stories. And just believe that our excellent medical professionals and scientists are going to help us get through this, because that's what I believe. Now, let's look at the facts and statistics and history, because I think it always has some ray of sunshine, even though it's raining right now. But well, I love the rain. Come on, we need rain. We need water. Since 1932, bear markets have occurred on average, get this, every 3.8 years. 3 years and 9 months. That's according to Investec Research. Now, unfortunately for this administration, we've seen two bear markets in the first term. This has never happened before. I find that interesting. Like I said earlier, this is a little different. This could be the mini recession. Not quite a bear market, because bear markets typically lead to recessions. But a recession is what's known as a contraction of a market for two consecutive quarters. Now, this is where the argument is right now. I don't think there's any doubt that this first quarter, we're going to see a slowdown. The second quarter, probably with what's happening right now, you're going to also see a slowdown. That could technically be a recession. And then the argument is third quarter, it could all vault back, or it may take towards the end of the year. So in terms of what it means, that's why I say it's a mini. And I think that we're going to see, like I said, more negative data, and probably, I couldn't say for sure because no one really knows, maybe some more tests of the bottom and maybe some more downside. I mean, it's possible. So that's why you really got to get in front of this now with your portfolio and figure out, what are you going to do? Now, at the same time, what also is happening right now is Russian Saudi Arabia. They're basically in a giant prize fight over oil. And this is another disruption to the system because it's affecting high yields, affecting junk debt. There's going to be some bankruptcies. There's going to be some blood in the streets over this stuff. And that's what it is. And if you look at statistics, the average bear market decline for the S&P 500 since 1929 is 39.9%. Right now, we're down a little bit over 20. The bear market from September 1929 to June 1932 was 86.2% down on the S&P 500. You heard me right. 86.2. I don't think we're going to see that. But it could. These things can happen. It's impossible to predict where the markets are going. And you saw that this week. You saw it on the upside. You saw it on the downside. And that will continue to happen. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment. You're going to love this one. Where they say by earning lower returns, you're only hurting yourself. Well, is that true? Find out how playing defense becomes the best offense in these tumultuous times. And what are some other defensive moves you should be making right now to save what little you have left? Remember, it always pays you to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
I don't know what it is about this David Hollander guy, but people do call him the Sandman. Apparently, because he helps you sleep better at night knowing your money is protected.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets, and we are certainly on a magic carpet ride right now. There's no doubt about it. The stock market this past week has been one of the most stressful ones I've ever seen, for sure. And I've been doing this now for over 25 years. Seen 94, dot-com bust, 2008. Been through this before. And this week was what it was. So I thought this weekend would be a perfect time to bring you the ability to test where you are right now, because a lot of people have questions and they want answers. And so if you missed any of the last segment, which had to do with the market, we call it the market segment, go to pyaradio.com. Again, pyaradio.com, where you'll find a podcast of what I think's coming and what you need to know right now when it comes to the market. Now it's time for our fan favorite part of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I'd love to. In fact, I heard so many of them this week, it was hard to write them all down. So here's one this week that I heard they say. That if you try to set up your retirement account to be more protected from a market crash, then your returns will be lower. And the question was, which is worse, lower returns or stock market losses? Now, let me just set this one up before we get into it, because this is a common theme. I talk about protection. I talk about how do you protect yourself in markets like we just experienced. And I'll tell you what, this week, for those who heard the message, who have been implementing the practice, I'll say a very good percentage of them felt comfortable. The ones who had some anxiety, well, then now they should feel more comfortable. But the reality is that those who didn't, those who were out over their skis, those who were, you know, very confident and cocky, I'll say, about last year's fantastic returns and how there could just be no wrong or end to this whole thing. Well, now it's the time to ask them how they feel. You with me? Because you should have felt a lot better this week than they did. So let's talk about what they say, shall we? Because this is what they've been saying to you. That the age-old belief that if you make your portfolio more conservative, then you lower your chances of earning a good return. But that's just not what the math shows. Let's explain that, shall we? If you lost 50% of your money in a bear market, now as we know, I gave you the stats so far through the end of the week, year to date. We are from the high in a bear market. We're down over 20%. Like I said, in the average S&P 500 correction in a bear market, 39.9%. So there could be more pain when it comes to full-blown equity portfolios. And if you do lose 50%, how much do you need to make back to get back to even? Did you say 50%? If so, you're in good company. When I ask this question during our workshops, that's usually the answer I receive. Well, guess what? It's also the wrong answer. Let's do the math. If you had $1 million saved for retirement in your 401k, and that was the value of it, say, February 13th, and let's just say that you were heavily concentrated in oil stocks, and now you're down 50%, and your account's worth $500,000. Ouch. Well, if you made 50% back, say, in the next 3 to 4 months, 6 months, year, on that $500,000, you'd make $250,000, which would bring your total back to $750,000, not $1 million. You need to make 100% to get back to even. And if you did need to make 100% to get back to even, how long would that take you? Well, at 2% per year, it would take you 35 years to recover. If you made 6% per year, you would need 12 years to get back to even. And even if you made 10% per year, it would still take you 7 years to recover your money. And what are the odds you'd make 10% every year for the next 7 years? Yes. Not real great. So, what can you do? Well, this is where I call playing defense with some of your portfolio now, while you still have the opportunity to do it. So when the markets do turn around and go positive, you have the potential to make some money, make some gains. Now, there's an article out there I'd like you to get your hands on. It was done by Roger Ibbotson. Professor Ibbotson, you may know from Yale, emeritus professor, wrote an article about how fixed indexed annuities beat bonds. And Professor Ibbotson talks about how these annuities can do a better job of de-risking, listen to that word, de-risking your portfolio in times where they are uncertain. According to his latest research, Professor Ibbotson said, uncapped fixed indexed annuities help control equity market risk, mitigate longevity risk, and have the potential to outperform bonds in the near future. Quote, what financial advisors should acknowledge is the immense impact that shifting market conditions, longer life expectancies, and uncertainties surrounding the future of Social Security have made on our U.S. economy, end quote. Professor Ibbotson went on to say that in recent years, we recognize the potential of these conditions to result in a perfect storm where investors may be left with insufficient funds to carry them through retirement. So if bond returns historically are low, which we're seeing right now, the 10-year Treasury yesterday, Friday, closed at just 0.98%, and you're probably seeing the 30-year right now, makes you wondering, how are we going to make any money back? How are we going to generate income off our portfolio in this low interest rate environment? Well, a fixed indexed annuity can give you access to equity markets with a parachute. In other words, you can get yourself some downside protection, and if markets move up, you can get a percentage of the index that you allocate the positions towards. Once more, a fixed index annuity is an insurance contract, and this can provide some source of income that is backed by the claims paying ability of that insurance company. Most of these types of fixed annuities have riders with them that may cost additional amounts of money to buy those riders, but they can give you the ability to generate an income stream when markets are volatile. And that essentially gives you a floor so that the principal inside those annuity contracts is protected from the market volatility and losses when those are experienced. Now, these types of things do have other issues associated with them. Like what? Well, you could have a holding period. You could have a surrender charge. And of course, there's many different companies out there. So today, as I'm talking about playing defense with your portfolio, remember, defense in times like these could be the best offense. Now, when I come back, I'm going to give you a couple more defensive ideas that you can do right now to help yourself in these tumultuous times. It's all coming up next, so stick around. We'll be right back.
But I said, I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit.
Rest is not idleness, and to lie sometimes on the grass under trees on a summer's day, listening to the murmur of the water or watching the clouds float across the sky is by no means a waste of time. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And isn't that name so relevant right now when markets this past week dropped over 20% from recent highs? Volatility's back. We're seeing 2,000-point moves and so much unknown out there in the future. Wow. Well, first of all, let me wish some happy birthdays out there because we still have those happening. Tom Burke, Steve Moffat, Henry Valancourt, Morgan Melendrez, Michael Berry, Jim Riddle, Jose Martin, and this show today is dedicated to Kiyoke Yamamoto. Her birthday would have been last week, but she recently passed away, and what a great person. So, again, happy birthday to all of you. I hope you do have as best as you can, enjoyable week. Try and put some of this behind you. And that brings me to the show today. We've been talking about playing defense in a market that is just coming at you. I mean, this is the aggressive offense attacking you, and what can you do about it? Well, the bright side of all this market volatility is there are opportunities. Like what? Well, the taxes. You know, I love taxes in some ways. I hate them, but I love them, right? In this case, if you have positions right now that are down, well, you can sell them. That may make sense. You could take a taxable loss right now, and maybe you have some other things out there that have gains in them, like company stock. A lot of our clients work in the Valley, have a lot of stock options that have gains in them right now. This may be the perfect time to sell those, even though they're down. You can exercise, hold them. You know what I mean? And then you can sell your other positions to offset them. And then you can buy them back. Or you can buy other things in the same space that makes sense. And that will give you the opportunity to take those losses at the end of the year when that comes around. Another area where you can play defense on something like this, IRAs. I talk about this all the time. If you have an IRA, that's a deferred asset that at some point in the future, now it's age 72, will require that you take an RMD. Well, now may be the perfect time to sell off those IRAs or part of them, and start rolling that money over to a Roth IRA. Because the taxes you're going to pay on that lower depressed asset is so much lower. And now you can put it back in a Roth and it can grow tax-free for the rest of your life. Isn't that wonderful? So make that situation better. But remember, Roth IRAs now are a one-way street. You cannot go back once you do that conversion. You can't undo the Roth conversion. Next, another thing you can do is consider delaying taking your Social Security right now. You can wait till age 70 And if you wait from your full retirement age to 70, you're going to earn 8% per year on that Social Security income. I don't know anywhere right now where you can get 8% from the federal government on a consistent basis. So by delaying your Social Security, if you're considering or you're retired right now, might be a good idea. Lastly, consider living off your cash stash right now and try to understand how you could live off the positive side of your portfolio as long as it takes to have things turn around. Because like I said, it's probably going to get more difficult, tougher, before it gets easier. And so you have to develop a disciplined type approach to deal with this sort of environment. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Dora, Felicia, Phil, Claire, and Fish, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show with the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.